The Bert Show.
Hey, it is Bert. We really appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. You want to make this a pretty even deal? If you like what you hear, we'd love for you guys to review our podcast. Give us 5 stars. Thanks a lot for listening, you guys.
So those of us that are sports fans, those are us that are football fans, those of us that are Falcons fans want to see them do well, are scratching our heads this morning. Scratching our heads.
Because the season all starts with the NFL draft to see who we're going to have for the upcoming season.
Yes. Well, it's such a great, man, here I am. What a geek. Were you watching it last night?
No, I missed it.
Man, I'm watching pick by pick by pick, right?
I didn't understand. I saw it on TV and I'm like, why are all these people gathered in Detroit?
No idea what was going on.
What kind of concert is going on over there?
I thought somebody was on stage singing, and I'm like, did we miss like a major event that's going on in Detroit?
Right. So now we could have, after the Atlanta Falcons pick last night, which the entire sports world is scratching their heads about. Yeah, sure. You know who I got on my phone? I'll brag. Aaron Andrews. Could have got Aaron Andrews on to go explain this to us.
You know who I got on my phone?
Who?
Coy Wire, yeah. Sports reporter for CNN. Mm-hmm.
You know who I got on my phone? Sanjay Gupta, who has nothing to do with sports. I just wanted to say that.
Humble flex.
But no. Why go to them when we could go to a real sports fan that has had his heart and his soul and his head into the Falcons since he was born?
His name is Parker. We met him at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta back in the day, 2016. He came to our radiothon and he blew us away. He was so sweet, so charming, so hilarious, brought the burns.
He burned me.
He totally burned
you.
He
asked me if I knew Ryan Cameron. And he wanted to hang out with Ryan Cameron, another radio personality. He's like, can you hook me up?
Bert asked him if he wanted to go to an Atlanta Hawks game, because Parker knows everything and anything about Atlanta sports. And Parker was literally like, can I sit with Ryan Cameron instead?
I hope they get tickets. He's like, yeah, I'll take them, but I'm using them on somebody else.
He wanted to take Ryan Cameron. All right, so Parker was born with hydrocephalus, which is fluid on the brain. Choa saved his life. He is a miracle kid. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Parker is now 15 years old.
Let's get Parker on. Parker, my dude, how are you?
Bert, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I can't believe you're 15 now, dude. Parker, for those that don't understand the Falcons situation, Kirk Cousins, and then the pick they made last night that had me scratching my head and everybody else.
I was furious. Like, why? Okay. Am I allowed to be negative towards Michael Penix?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You don't know you.
My opinion.
Yes.
Thank you, because mother said I couldn't.
You do, man.
I don't understand. Why would we draft a quarterback if we don't need a quarterback? I will say, I think give Michael Penix a few years, and maybe he'll be back to his old, and maybe he'll win us a Super Bowl or two. And heck, you know, Kirk Cousins, I don't know if they'll watch any reality television, but I think he was in a show called The Quarterback.
Yeah, I did watch it. Yeah,
and apparently, like I've heard good things about his wife, and my mother, bless her heart. Well, not really bless her heart, but you know, she wants to meet Kirk Cousins' wife. But anyways,
both of them are lovely people. I watched this reality TV show you're talking about. It's an honor to have them playing and representing the Falcons. That's for sure.
For sure.
But they paid like $100 million to get this dude to Atlanta. So he should be our starting quarterback and he should feel secure about that. Right? Like Parker?
Yes, sir.
Now, Parker, who do you wish the Falcons would have drafted instead of Michael Penix?
Like an edge rusher like we needed? Like, come on.
Seriously, though. That's exactly what they should have.
I thought he was about to say literally anybody else.
Right. I mean, what the heck was Terry Fontenot thinking?
They're sticking to it, man. I watched the press conference after the draft, and they said, this is the guy we wanted. This is the guy that we were looking at the future to. So, yeah, he's not going to play this year. But do you think this has anything to do with Kirk Cousins getting that surgery on his foot?
I would assume so because, yeah.
All right, so Parker, if you had a crystal ball and you're looking into it for the Falcons' future and what the season holds, what do you think their record is going to be by the end of the season?
probably not very good.
See, this is the thing about this pick.
Wait, am I allowed to be honest like that?
Or yeah, please.
Yeah. Yeah, of course,
you
Parker.
You want me to be pro-Falcon?
No.
We know you're pro-Falcon, and that's why you're upset, and you care so much. So you can be honest and still be pro-Falcon. You're fine.
So I don't have to lie about saying, oh, I think they're going to do good and whatever.
No.
We don't want that. Where the passion
is coming
from.
I would have had somebody else on.
With my mother. Bless her heart. Mother, get your butt over here. My mother, yeah, bless her heart. She was trying to prepare me, when I said not very good, she was shaking her head.
She's looking after you like you're looking after the Falcons.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, Parker, explain this too, is that the Falcons are so close to being a really good playoff team. They might have been like one pass rusher away, which is what he's saying.
Absolutely.
Like one player that can sack the other quarterback, right? So they're so close. So this kind of pick right here, Parker, doesn't make a lot of sense to you, right?
It's a load of, it's a load of you know what.
Yeah.
You think no matter how they try to spin this, it's going to do something to Kirk's Cousins' confidence because of who they drafted first?
Maybe, but, like, I get it. Kirk Cousins, I think he's gotten in. I think the only reason why they drafted Penix was probably just to, like, if and or when Kirk Cousins gets injured during the season, so, like, Michael Penix can back him up, you know?
All right, so here you got a guy, Kirk Cousins, and his wife, very, very proud to have them in Atlanta. I saw this reality TV show where they are really going to represent the city well, right? So this dude signs a big old contract for over $100 million. He's like, all right, Atlanta, let's go! So he's all over Atlanta right now. You'll catch him everywhere making an appearance. He's at Chili's. He's at Fridays. He's at O'Charlie's. Hey, people!
Okay, no, he's at the Coca-Cola Museum. Yeah. He's at the Georgia Aquarium.
There he is.
He's at the Falcons game.
There he is.
Well, no, he hasn't been at a Falcons game.
No.
He's at the LA United game.
No, he doesn't want to go to a Falcons game now. So he's been really excited. Yeah, even Atlanta United let him hit that golden spike. So the city is loving him. He's loving the city. And then he gets a call during the draft last night, right before they draft this dude from Washington, saying, hey, welcome to Atlanta. Just want to let you know we got your backup plan, and he is going to be on the sidelines for the next couple of years. So he must feel really deflated. Parker, if you're Kirk Cousins, are you less excited now about coming to Atlanta, do you think?
I don't really know for sure because I didn't see his reaction to when Penix got drafted. So
nobody did. I'm pretty sure that he was at home flipping off the TV.
Yeah.
Just that middle finger.
Yeah, I was. Can I talk about another thing?
Yes. Yes, you can.
So I don't know if you heard through the grapevine, but I've got a podcast now.
Okay. All right. Self-promotion. Go
there
for it,
go.
Man. What's it about?
It's a sports podcast, and it's called The Fan and Fanatic. T-H-E space F-A-N space I-N space F-A-N-A-T-I-C.
Well, that's
and
easy.
Last night, we did a live stream, my dad and I, for the draft.
Yeah.
And when the Falcons drafted Penix, I was like, what the hell are they doing?
I think we all had the same reaction, man.
Confused.
Yeah, we're all confused.
I couldn't talk about the next, picks 9 and 10, because that's where we get cut, the live stream, after pick number 10. But I was just... I was so mad.
Hey, Parker, we got to roll, man. It's great talking to you, dude. Hey, The Bird Show.